This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Hour of 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. I'm Bob Look, sitting in for Chad Holmes on this show. This is the Chad Holmes Show here on WXCO 98.9 FM, as we're glad to have you with us tuned in on this end of the week Friday. Now, you say, well, where's Chad? Well, if you've listened on a regular basis, and I'm sure you do, you knew that he's having some throat problems and just wore it out. You know, he's busy man. Take a little time off to just let the vocal cords rest a little bit. He'll be, should be good to go here this weekend, also by next week, Monday for sure. So we're just pinch hitting, giving him a day of rest. Well, basically give him a day of voice rest, which is the important thing right now. And we'd love to have your voices heard here on the program at 715-382-9297. At 715-382-9297. Now, either if you would like to phone in with a comment, or if you'd like to send us a text with some something you'd like to chat about or bring up, you're more than welcome to. Coming up later on in the this hour of the program, we'll be talking to Paul Micklig, who been involved with local area sports for many, many years. I used to do the Wausau Newman football games, and he was out there coaching, and so it's been a while since I've even had a chance to chat with Paul, but I'm looking forward to his visit later on this hour, and we'll be talking about anything and anything, whether it's local, statewide, national, sports-wise. If that's something that you really want to get focused on, you use those that phone number that I passed on to you. And by the way, that phone number is exclusively good for WXCO and the from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Friday show, because we're all part of Civic Media. Of course, Civic Media, some of the network folks, of course, they've got different phone numbers. But during this time, and you can use those phone numbers that I give you here at 715-382-9297, you can use them anytime, 24 hours a day, if you want to text with some information, something that comes up, you know, in your head. Hey, here's something. What? I got a question about this. I got something I don't understand. Text it, and it'll be there for us, and we will recognize it, and also try to find you an answer if you do throw in a question, or if you want to discuss the issue of some kind. You're more than welcome to use that way to communicate with us. So we're a full service radio station. We're just like those old gas stations in the past. I don't know if you're even old enough, Ian. Ian Welsh, by the way, our in-studio producer for the program.
Morning, Bob.
I don't think you're old enough to even know when you go to a full-service gas station, when you pull up, somebody comes out there, they'll put the gas in your car, they'll clean your windshield, they'll check your oil.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't...
Good times.
Yeah. Good times.
I wish I could have been there.
feel like doing the Andy Griffith show all over again. You know, we'll have Gomer Pyle running the filling station there and doing repair work on all the various trucks and vehicles out there in Mayberry.
Well, he was one of my favorite characters on that show.
Gomer Pyle, Jim Nabors, who played that particular deal. And then they even spun off the Andy Griffith Show with him being Gomer Pyle. They spun off to Gomer Pyle having his own show, which is Gomer Pyle USMC, where Gomer Pyle enlists in the Marines.
I think I've seen a couple episodes of that, actually.
Yeah. Golly! You know, and, but, you know, Jim Nabors, the one thing that I really tie into with him was for years upon years was the man who sang Back Home Again in Indiana prior to the start of the Indianapolis 500. Mm. It was like a Memorial Day tradition that it'd be Jim Nabors coming out there to sing Back Home Again in Indiana. And I'm not from Indiana, okay? And I don't think, you know, there's a lot of folks who aren't from Indiana, but they always looked forward to when, before they'd start the Indianapolis 500, Tom Carnegie, who was the public address announcer for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for decades. Now let's welcome back our good friend Jim Nabors for that song we've all been waiting for, Back Home Again in Indiana. And old Jim would be, Back Home Again in Indiana. And even if you're not from Indiana, you're still getting a tear in your eye. I could never figure that out. I have no connections to Indiana other than attending Indianapolis 500 a couple of times back in the mid-80s. But it's just something that you know, it was Americana, I guess would be a good way to describe it. An American thing to be involved with, especially Indianapolis 500, which, of course, will have that race again coming up in the Memorial Day weekend again this year. And that's going to be another one of those things that you keep your attention on. And even if you're not a race fan, and people watching Indianapolis 500, the vast majority of them, they couldn't tell you two drivers that are in that race.
You know, that's probably true.
Yeah, you know, it's, but years ago, boy, everybody knew them. But times have changed. There's a lot more choices for people's attention.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have, and one of the big things that comes up is the first Saturday in May, which is the Kentucky Derby, which is, you know, one of the great horse races. A lot of people suddenly pay attention to horse racing because it's the first rung of the Triple Crown.
Yeah, my mom always likes to watch those races. Anytime it comes on, she lets me know and we watch it together. Yeah, I think that's really interesting to me is over the years, you know, all these horses have very interesting names.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad names, but just interesting.
Well, a lot of times it's based on the owners of the horse.
Yeah.
You know, they might have a relative or a family member whose name they want to include into that. Or what were the circumstances for them suddenly owning that horse? There's always a story behind some of these situations.
Indeed.
And I like horse racing myself, okay? And in fact, you know, I do have the capabilities on my smartphone where I can place a wager on horse races. Not just here in the United States, but around the world. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah. It's, on my phone, I can go on here. I could right now, here at 9, coming up on 9:15 in the morning here, I've got the racetracks listed, you know, in the States. But then after that, we go to Argentina,
Oof.
Australia,
wow,
Bahrain. Let's see what else here. Oh, France. We've got France in here, too. Ireland, Italy. United Kingdom, England and that.
Hmm.
Worldwide. On a weekend, I can even bet on races in Japan.
Incredible.
So whenever you start saying that technology hasn't really made this world shorter or smaller or less dominating, right in my own hand, I can put in a wager on a horse race in Australia.
Boy, technology has really come a long way, hasn't it?
Sure. It wasn't just putting man on the moon, right? We wanted to be able to bet on horse races around the world. I know it's silly, isn't it?
Nowadays, you bet on football teams all over the world because the DraftKings and the you know, all those apps where people can bet on a players or the teams themselves. And
well, take the major sports teams, the major sports leagues, okay. Mm-hmm. From the NFL to the NBA to Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, and on you can go. This is another stream of revenue for those operations, whether you like it or not. And, of course, Major League Baseball, they were the ones that would scurry at the fact that they did not want to be involved in gambling. In fact, gambling was so wrongo, it was the worst thing you could do, having a player or a coach on a baseball team bet on the sport.
Yeah.
Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame because of that. And other things that have, happened, for other players down the road. Mm-hmm. But now you've got the ability to go on these, like you said before, DraftKings and the other ones, you can get it so refined that you are taking a bet whether the next pitch that pitcher throws is either a strike or a ball.
Yeah, it's...
Isn't that wild?
It's crazy. Just, all these factors just go into people making money. It's like, is he going to get a first... Is he going to get a touchdown? Is it going to be a home run? Is it going to be an out? It just all these little things are just...
Is that wild or not?
It's crazy. It's what it is. Crazy wild.
Well, I'll bet you, Ian, that coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk to a good old friend, Paul Micklick. How does that grab you? Think you want to take my bet?
I'll take a piece of that. Sure. It's Friday. Why not?
Yeah. Paul's coming up next, and you're listening to the Chad Holmes Show right here on 98.9 FM WXCO.
Yeah, we can be heroes just for one day. What you say, I say.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
We continue with the Chad Holmes Show here on WXCO 98.9 FM. And an old friend stopping by here for a visit. Well, he always does get together with Chad here on Fridays. And it's been a while since the last time that Paul Mickley and myself had a chance to chat with you. How you doing, Paul?
Good. It's good to see you. And then, we've long years. It's been, from games to this and that.
I'm trying to think that because when I came back to the Wausau area, I think it was like maybe 2007 or something to get back with Wausau Neumann Sports.
Yep.
Because you were doing the football deal, right?
Yep. So that's It feels like almost 20 years. I guess that would be almost 20 years.
On the edge.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a long, long time ago.
And we looked so much younger
back then. Yeah. Now or than before. Yeah. I just was walking in because this is the busiest highway in the state today for you guys.
Putting a skyscraper.
Yeah,
across the street.
Yeah, this is going to be the best view in Wausau right here. You can see, but one of the guys was working out there, and happened to know him, and I go, "Oh, you're looking good." He goes, "So are you?" I go, "Quit lying to me, because I know I don't." And I haven't probably seen him for 10 to 15 years. So
sure.
So I know. We change, unfortunately, but we're all good. Yeah. That doesn't change sports. They continue and all those things. Mm. Are you still doing that? You're still with the announcing the. Are you still down announcing those hockey games, right?
You know, Wisconsin Badger, hot men's hockey. Yes, I'm still doing the public address announcing.
How many years has that been?
This is my 27th season.
I was going to say, I knew it was long. That's fun.
Yeah. Well, like I keep when people ask me about it, I says I was a one game sub. For the first game in the Kohl Center in 1998, they had somebody hired to be the PA announcer, but he couldn't work that particular night. And I just came back into the state in April of 98, back from South Dakota. And my brother worked at the University of Wisconsin, and he happened to be in the new Kohl Center, and they were like trying out some students to like do PA announcing. My brother just called me and said, "Hey, I don't know if this means anything to you, but there seems to have some college kids, and they sound terrible." I said, "Well, you know." So I just made a cold call to the university, got a name of somebody there, and left a message. I says, "If you're looking for somebody who's done hockey, PA, I've done the Milwaukee Admirals, looking for a quick reference, call the Milwaukee Admirals." And next thing you know, the phone rings, and, "Hey, what are you doing that evening?" I said, "Well, I guess I can help you out." So that's how it all started. And I just started, and I was figuring one game, done, a nice experience.
Yep.
And then Jeff Sauer called me into his office, the coach of the Badger hockey. "You're my guy." Tonight, that was it. So I'm only here. "You got a guy hired." "No, you're my guy." "I can't do this, you know." "What do you mean you can't do this?" "Well, I don't live here in Madison. I live up in Wausau area. It's 150 miles away. "I don't care. We'll figure it out."
And 27 years later.
And here I am. Still doing it. I love it, though. Yeah. You know, I'm not complaining, but yeah, they want me around, so okay.
That's amazing.
And it's so cool, you know, when you develop the relationships with the players and the young men who become part of the program. Well, it was really cool when Cole Caulfield and Brock Caulfield were playing for the Badgers, you know, and I were down in the lower level of the Kohl Center, and says, Caulfield's got something to say. And he says, "Yeah, what do you want, Bob?" I says, "You want to know that you're not the only family members that I've done PA announcing for with you." "Oh, our dad, no, your grandfather. Wayne Caulfield, his last year with the Milwaukee Admirals, 1976, when I was 21 years old, I was at covering a Admirals hockey game."
Yep.
"And suddenly the GM goes, 'Does anyone want to do the PA announcing tonight?' Raised my hand and did it. And then I started doing it on a regular basis with the Milwaukee Admirals."
Where were they playing at that time?
At the arena, same place where.
So they still play, because I went to a game over Christmas. So they've played there since.
Yeah. Yeah, back in 76, they were in the arena, and they were a U.S. Hockey League team, which was a low leveled professional team. Where today, now it's kind of a juniors program, it's the USHL. But yeah, Wayne Caulfield. And so when Brock and Cole were, "Oh, you got to see Gramps play?" Yeah, it was his last year. And he's a good guy. And he ended up coaching in the Milwaukee area for junior hockey. And I got to know him that way, too, because I did that for the Milwaukee Winter Club.
How long were you with the Admirals?
Off and on, all the way until we got a radio contract for the 85-86 season, I ended up being their play-by-play guy for the first year of full-time coverage of their games.
Wow.
And that started the ball rolling.
Yep. So hockey is your, you have to say, is your favorite then, right?
Well, it's my favorite, but I didn't ever played it when I was growing up. I didn't get into it until, like, post-high school or top of high school as a senior. Me and a bunch of friends didn't know what to do on a Saturday night on the south side of Milwaukee. My band wasn't playing anywhere, so I had a free night. So we were trying to figure out what some high school guy's going to do. And I just went, well, I've heard about this Milwaukee Admirals hockey at the Wilson Park Arena. This is early 70s, 71, 72. Oh, why don't we go there, you know, see a hockey game? I've never saw a hockey game. So with me and my two buddies were sitting there in the stand. We have no idea what to watch. And they get the teams all lined up, ready to play. Drop the puck. Poof, everyone's got threw their gloves off, and it's a brawl. Just a total brawl on the ice. And I'm watching this. I'm going, I found the sport for me. and that's awesome how it all started.
And yeah, that, I mean, think about that. It's 55 years ago.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Yeah. Hey, we'll come back and we'll talk. We'll talk.
We're going to talk about it.
Yes, but I like it. This is good stories. These are good things.
More coming up here on the Chad Holmes Show on WXCO 98.9 FM.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
The Chad Holmes Show continues here on WXCO 98.9 FM here. 715-382-9297. Our guest this morning, Paul Micklig, who is a good friend of ours. We were just talking about that a little while ago, how long it's been since we've kind of even seen each other. Because I went off in a different direction for a while to Wisconsin Rapids and working out of there and stuff. So I didn't really have that tie to the local high school sports like I used to do, but that was always fun. But we got a lot of sports things to talk about other than football, because Super Bowl's got next week Sunday.
Yeah, that's next Sunday.
So let them worry about it. Let's talk about some of the things happening right now, especially with the Milwaukee Bucks in particular. The other night I watched part of the game against the Trailblazers. Bucks are a funny team to watch sometimes. They'll come out of the chutes and just look like they're world beaters. And then you go away from the game for a while and you come back in the fourth quarter and you find out they're trailing by 8. How does that happen?
It's funny you say that, because I turned it on and they're up 10. It was in the first half.
Yes.
And it was like, right, so we're playing pretty good. And then the next thing you know, we end up losing by 15 or whatever it was, 10 to 15. It's the NBA is like that anyways. But this trip, I think, has shown that Bobby Portis and AJ Green are a big part of their team. This is a trip that I think they should have gone 3-1. You're hoping that the Clipper one, that was going to be a tough one, but you need to get that Portland one, and they didn't get it. And now you got San Antonio tonight, which is not going to be easy. And so they looked a little they miss those pieces. So with the trade deadline coming up, what are they going to do? Are they going to, I mean, because are they, there were talk that Portis is going to have to be part of it with Middleton and Connaughton, all three of those guys to make these trades work, that these guys are all going to be gone. And, you know, what are they going to get? What do they think they can get? They're not getting any younger. And, you know, people are talking about some other guys that they might be bringing in for, you know, you're going to trade an old guy for an old guy? I mean, are they going to be – what's going to be? I do think defensively they're not very good at this time. And A.J. Green, I think, he's a sharp shooter, obviously, but I also think that he plays pretty good defense for him. And when he's not there, they're not
he
good.
He hustles.
Yep.
He works hard. But he also has some limitations as far as his quickness and also height.
Yep.
But in one thing I always keep – pointing out about the Milwaukee Bucks is that the year when they won the championship, they had that one forward who would throw around his weight.
Tucker.
Yeah.
Right? Yep.
P.J. Tucker?
Yep.
Is that his name?
Yep. P.J. Yeah. Tucker.
Because I was trying to remember it in my memory bank in my brain, which sometimes doesn't work all the time. But P.J. Tucker, right, he was the guy who got the dirty points, the tough points,
yep.
And would be the guy that, you know, stick his chest out there and say, you ain't going to toy with us. Well, then after that championship, team thought, well, we don't really need that. Well, suddenly, that enforcer mentality was gone.
Yep.
And the Bucks were basically laid bare that they didn't have that
yep.
in their system.
There is nobody there right now.
Yeah.
There. I mean, to put that on there, that you can say, hey, he would play because of his height and size and everything. He would play a big guy.
Yeah.
If he had to, or he would play a guard if he had to. Because he had that athleticism.
He was a tweener.
He was a tweener, and yeah. It was a perfect, so he could do anything, and he set the tone defensively, and they don't have that right now. They have nobody that can set the tone, and that's an issue. I mean, Damian Lillard, as great as he is offensively, and right now he's probably 75-80% of what he was offensively. It's not like he's taking over games like he should or did. But he can't do it defensively. These guys are just going by him.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how they're going to get better defensively unless they make a trade or they make it. And the thing is, that's not guaranteed either. Because when we picked up PJ Tucker, did anybody – I know I didn't think like he was going to be the difference.
Yeah.
I was like
– Who's this guy? Oh, he's just another guy type of – but then as you watched him play, he magnified what he's good at doing.
Yep.
And he was the perfect fit at that time.
Yep. All he could do offensively was shoot that corner three
yep.
and make a layup. But you know what? They didn't need anything else. Yeah, he was doing it defensively, rebounding, doing those little things.
Yeah. It's kind of like hockey, you know. It's not like what you do always. It's what you leave out there. When you've got opposition on their butts because he's making room, that does. It's part of the game.
Part of the game and I thought, especially in that second half of that game that we were talking about against Portland, Giannis, when they weren't moving the ball, I didn't think that the ball movement was very good, and it started to get stuck in his hand way too much. And if he's not finishing, it can look ugly pretty quick. And they weren't shooting the threes either. They weren't hitting the threes. I think Portland had more threes than they do, and that's not a good thing, to say the least.
What do you think about the three-point basket, which is something that I have been not a fan of? It is something that has developed, but it's one of these things that you just, as far as I'm concerned, it has changed the game to the point where it's almost one of two things. Someone going in for a slam dunk or throwing three pointers up. There's no mid-range game anymore.
Nope. Middleton was probably the only guy that on the Bucks, for example, that has that. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it, it doesn't matter if it's college. The Badgers are better this year because they're hitting the threes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so you live and die if you can stop the three. And hit the three, you're going to be the man. If you can't do those two, you're in trouble. And that's pretty much, it's either going to be a layup, going to the hole, the athleticism, those players are going to win, or it's going to be the guys that are going to be shooting. The mid-range, gone.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, and I think that's kind of what, I mean, Chris is getting older. But if he's not hitting those mid, he went, I think he had zero against the Clippers.
Yeah.
Then he had 22 against Utah, and then he had zero against Portland.
And basically, the game after a game, that game the next night after a game, he seems to have a hard time.
Yep.
Getting back into the swing, and then when you get a certain age, and he's had those kind of injuries, where there's some soreness there that isn't going to go away.
No, you're talking about he had ankle surgery. Yep. Yeah, you're talking about all the joints there. And, you know, if they can get something for him, I think the only thing is I think that Giannis and they have a good team chemistry, and you don't know what's going to happen if you get rid of some of those guys with the chemistry. And so are they better off just going with what they have and seeing what they can do when they have Portis and Green back in the rotation and seeing if they can make a run? And that's the best thing. That's going to be the interesting thing, I think, the next couple of weeks, is to see what the Bucks do and if they do anything at all going forward. And but we have, I think, tomorrow for Wisconsin basketball, and which is County Marquette. Mm-hmm. I think it's a critical day for both. I think these are must games. Not trying to change the subject on this, but no. I'm excited about the Wisconsin needs to win at Northwestern, and Marquette needs on Marquette Day needs to beat Connecticut.
And that playing at Northwestern has always been a bugaboo for the yep. Badger basketball team. You know, when Northwestern was, I mean, the lowest of lows. They go in there thinking this is going to be a walk in the park, and they come out of there with a short end of the stick. And I'm always leery about going down there.
Yep, and you look at this five-game stretch, which Northwestern will be the last one, and you're like, okay, four of the games are on the road. If you can go on the West Coast, get 1-1, win against Nebraska, which they did, so they've done those two things, and then you had Maryland, which is hot right now, and Northwestern. You need to get one of those two. Well, you lost to Maryland. Mm-hmm. If they want to get a good seed, and when I say good seed, I'm talking about a five or a six seed, so you feel comfortable in that first round game in the NCAA tournament, they're probably going to have to go 13-7, and to get to 13-7, You gotta win this game. You gotta win this game to get to 13-7 if they want a chance.
Yeah, talking about the Badger basketball. And again, let me just point out that opinions being made here are those of the speaker, not of management here. But I understand. Stephen Krall is going to work for NASA when he gets out of college.
Really?
Because he's taking up space on the basketball floor. All right, all you Badger fans, I know you now hate me greatly, but this is my opinion. The guy has a lot of talent. He just doesn't have the confidence to use it.
I don't think he scored against Nebraska.
And it's
how can you not score against?
He's a nice guy. Yep. Yeah, but it's like there are times where. And if I watch the first, 5 to 8 minutes of a Badger basketball game, pretty much will tell me whether Stephen Krall is going to be yep. playing at the end of the game.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny you say. You're right. If he can get off and get a couple buckets,
feel comfortable.
Then you feel comfortable. Then you know that. But if he doesn't.
But if he's out with 2 points scored in the first 12 minutes and three fouls, adios.
Adios. Adios. And they're lucky that they have more depth than I thought they were going to. I think Gilmore's played better than he did last year. You got the other big, the sophomore Winter that mm-hmm. he can be hot, and then he can go non-existent too. Sometimes, but he can shoot the three. I think a little better than Krall can. But you're right about Krall. He is a difference maker. If you can get, he should be able to get 10 to 12 points. And 10 rebounds every time without even
pretty
trying.
Much.
I mean, you're right. I would think when you're well, he's got talent.
He does have the talent, but again, you know, it's like anything. It's you can have the talent, but you had to have that in between your ears, the confidence to do what you know you can do.
Yep.
Sometimes the worst thing can happen. The worst thing that happens to Krall in a game is if he gets one of his shots blocked. Because once that happens, forget it. He's not going to the paint. He's not going to the rim
yep.
hard.
Yep.
And it's like, it seems like basketball players, it's like a mortal wound when they have one of their shots blocked. To me, I just go, well, put it up there again, yeah. See what happens.
And those are the players you want to keep on attacking and keep on having that chance. I think Blackwell is one of those guys that I don't think he wants that ball all the time. He wants to keep on attacking. It's going to be interesting to see how he ends up this season, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but that is he a guy that's going to, A, leave to a bigger thing, a bigger situation, which if he looks at some of these guys, it's all about money because Store at Kansas is not producing for what he's getting paid.
Yeah.
Chucky's doing a good job at Louisville. Mm-hmm. And then Connor is doing okay at Nebraska. But, you know, all these, when you saw all three of these guys leave, you're like getting worried that, like, what's going on? But that is the nature of the beast that we live in. So is every year, like, because you would think at Blackwell, like, hey, he's got two more years. This kid's fabulous. But is he going to be gone?
Okay, the date is January 31st, 2025. I'm going to say this public radio right now. The Badger basketball team will be in the Elite Eight.
This year. I'm
saying that not just to be... they have the potential.
Yes, they do.
They've got enough offense, enough defense, enough depth to go deep.
Yep.
Not win the thing, but get into the Elite Eight. That's just my feeling on this particular day.
What do you think Marquette? Because Chad, I guarantee you, is thinking to himself, Marquette is going to be in the Elite Eight. Wisconsin's not. I'm in agreement with you. I think Wisconsin is. I think they're better than Marquette. That's just my personal feeling.
It could be Marquette and Wisconsin squaring off in an Elite Eight matchup.
How sweet would that be?
That would be an attention grabber, huh?
That would be, yeah. That'd be a ratings, at least for the state of Wisconsin.
That's true. Paul, pleasure chatting with you.
Bob, it's always great seeing you, and make sure you keep enjoying that hockey season.
Yeah, we'll do that. By the way, Ian...
Yes.
Has the pressure of the number for the day quiz coming up after these messages.
That's right.
On the Chad Holmes Show here on WXCO 98.9 FM.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show here on WXCO 98.9 FM. Glad to have you tuned in here. Sitting in for Chad, my name is Bob Look, and I want to thank Chad for letting me play a little radio for you today. But right now is probably the most important thing I'm going to do this morning on the Chad Holmes Show for this Friday. This is what you've been waiting for, everybody, and I know that there was some doubt that with Chad being on the shelf with the bad throat and that, we may not get to do this, but we are here to bring to you the ever-popular Number for the Day quiz.
Yes. This is a big one, too.
I almost gave you the whole call center deal there. Ian Welsh.
Yes. Oh.
So far this week, ladies and gentlemen, and I know this is pretty exciting, and it's hard to like contain yourselves, but he's 4-for-4. That's a perfect record for the week. And here I got those whack jobs calling me because they want to try to sell me insurance. Should have turned off my phone, damn it. All right. Anyway, number of the day quiz. He's been 4 out of 4. His best week ever was 4 out of 5. He has a chance to do a perfect week.
Yes.
Ian Welsh, our in-studio producer.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
The pressure is mounting. Here is the number for the day.
Okay.
What percentage of Americans in a recent survey believe that God plays a role in who wins the Super Bowl? Is it A, 26%, B, 31%, or C, 36%?
Okay, so...
Again, I'm going to repeat the question for the folks listening.
Okay.
What's the percentage of Americans in a recent survey believe that the Almighty God, spelled with a capital G, mm-hmm. plays a role in who wins the Super Bowl? Is it A, 26%, B, 31%, or C, 36%? I will now, because of, copyright infringement,
uh-huh.
I will sing by myself the music for you to ponder and answer.
Okay. What percentage of Americans believe that God has a role in winning the Super Bowl? 26, 31, or 36? Okay. I think I have my final decision.
Ian Welsh, here it is again. Like before when you've done this and I was like, you could call me as a help on it. I can't do this because I know the answer, so I'm not going to push you any other way. So
I want to do this on my own.
Yeah. Ian Welsh, what is your answer?
Okay. I've been going with my gut here for the whole week, and it's already paid off. So I'm sticking with it. And today, a final answer, I'm going to say the percentage of Americans who believe that God has a role who wins the Super Bowl is 31%. I'm going with the B as a final answer, locking it in. That is my guess for the final number of the day this week. I'm going with 31%.
That was B. That was that one.
Yes. All right. Not changing it. I'm keeping it like that.
Okay. That is your final answer, right?
Yes.
Okay. The correct answer is A, 26%.
Oh.
Wah, wah, wah.
Man, I was close. What? I did get to match my record of 4 out of 5, so honestly, I'm happy.
Well, you know, you're playing with house money there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no pressure on you to, you know, it's like, and then what, you know, then if you do get a full week of correct answers, then the pressure's immeasurable every week.
Mm,
you have
absolutely.
So maybe sometimes, Ian, it's kind of smart not to show them all the perfection, you know. Good enough, you know.
No, honestly, I'm really proud of myself this week.
That's a tough question. Well, first of all, you know, if you're doing a recent survey or mm-hmm. just a survey period, you're at the mercy of the people you're asking the question to.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
that's right.
A survey can only, it's only a sampling of a few mm-hmm. people.
Yep.
But
a small study. Absolutely.
Don't let it get you down.
Ian. No, absolutely not.
I won't allow that. Anyone sits there and, you know, says something to Ian, just give me a call. I'll be right there and I'll punch their lights out, okay?
No. No, absolutely not. No, I am proud of myself.
Okay.
I think it's a very good week that I was able to get a 4 out of 5.
And nice try.
It's been a while since I've done that. Honestly.
Yeah. Hey, I got to do one thing before I finish up the show here, okay?
Go ahead.
Coming up Sunday is Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people think February 2nd is. Well, February 2nd was the birth date of my wife, Diane.
Oh.
She would have been 75 years old this Sunday.
Mm.
And I miss her as much now as I ever will. So that'll be what will be on my mind. And if you folks out there knew her and know of her, have a great thought about her because she was the most important thing in my life.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Chad Holmes for letting me play radio for a day. Have yourself a great, great weekend, and we'll talk to you again down the road, okay, my friends? Ian, thanks again for your help.
You too, Bob. Happy Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.